This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An avalanche has killed a skier near Aspen Highlands Ski Area. 9 people have died in Colorado avalanches this winter. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Sunday's accident occurred around 1 p.m. in Maroon Bowl, outside the boundaries of Aspen Highlands. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says 3 skiers were caught, but 2 were able to extricate themselves. On Friday, another backcountry skier was killed in a slide near Marble, about 60 miles away. Both slides were large, running an estimated 2,000 or more vertical feet. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado's high country has more snow today and through the rest of the week. People who rely on prosthetic devices often need to use specialized ones if they want to play sports or do outdoor activities, but those devices can be expensive. CPR's Benta Berkland says lawmakers want to help through a bill that would add specialized prosthetics to insurance coverage.
This would apply to kids and young adults up to 26 years old, and it would require a health insurer to cover not just the basic kind of, you know, everyday prosthetic you'd be using, but one additional for an adapted sport.
The bill gets a hearing in the State House tomorrow. It's one of a number of policies that disability rights activists are pushing to make outdoor recreation more accessible. National Geographic's live event series comes to Denver tonight with a focus on the Tulsa Race Massacre of 1921. At DU's Newman Center, the event looks at how archaeology has helped uncover lost stories from Tulsa. Tonight's event is the first of 3 Nat Geo events at DU. The others are in April and May. Metro Denver has cloudy skies today, a chance for rain this evening, and temperatures staying cool. This is CPR News and KRCC.